You are listening to episode 908. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique to help you tap into your intuition. And this is a technique that you can do whether you're seated in your meditation space or you're getting ready to go out into your busy day. And we're going to be focusing on clarity because this week our theme is all about clarity. I'm Mary Meckley, and every single day I share a meditation technique that you can do when you sit down to meditate, or whether you're out running errands or you're getting ready to lay down and go to sleep. It's all good. However you do the techniques, it's just perfect. Honor yourself wherever you are on this journey. As I record this episode, we are at the very beginning of our holiday season for many people. And as well, we're getting ready to close out another year and to ring in a new year. So this brings with it many obligations and many traditions, and it can be one of the most stressful times of the year. So as we go through this series about clarity, consider how you will be celebrating the end of the year, or if you're celebrating a holiday in this month of December. And you might want to think about the activities and the celebrations that you might be invited to. And think about how you truly want to be celebrating at this time of year. You may find that you feel tense and stressed just thinking about all the events that you need to attend, and many of the traditions may no longer resonate with you. And so, as you consider this, think about what you could do to celebrate in a way that is meaningful to you. And this can be difficult if you have loved ones and friends who want you to take part in whatever it is they're doing. Consider really being true to yourself this year. And to do this, it's helpful if you tap into your own intuition. And so today's meditation technique will help you do that. It's a technique that you do with your hands, and it's called a mudra. We'll be doing the Varun mudra. Now, you don't have to do the mudra if you're not really sure what a mudra is and you just want to focus on the technique without doing the mudra. You can certainly do that. But I encourage you to try a technique because it helps to make your meditation more dynamic. And mudras are simply a way you position your hands in a similar way as you would do a yoga pose. So you're going to touch your fingers together in a way that's going to activate your nervous system. And you are going to be able to notice a subtle change or a subtle shift when you do this mudra. Now, you may not always feel this, but many people tell me that mudras become their go-to technique after they do them for a while. And I know that for myself, I find them incredibly effective. So to do this mudra, to tap into your intuition, to gain clarity about whatever it is you want clarity about in your life, and especially how you might choose to celebrate, even if it means letting go of traditions you normally do, how you choose to celebrate some of the most meaningful holidays you may be celebrating this month. So as you settle yourself into your meditation space or go about your day as you do the mudra, the Varun mudra is simple to do. Now I'll have a photo of it over at my website at sipandom.com. Just look for the podcast tab and you'll see the Clarity meditation series. And you can click on that and all the meditations I've shared this week and the techniques and resources you'll find right there. And you'll see a photo of the Varun mudra. This is such a simple mudra to do that you may not even need to look at a photo. You will touch your little finger and thumb together to do the mudra, and then extend your other fingers outward. It's as if you are making the letter three. So your little finger and thumb, the tips are touching each other, and your other fingers are just extended outward, not in a forced way, just in a natural way. And this mudra helps to provide mental clarity, especially in regard to communication. So you may need to explain to friends and loved ones in a gentle way why you may choose to celebrate festivities and holidays in a little different way this year. This will help you to communicate with clarity. And this is a mudra that also supports your salivatory glands. And these are glands that provide moisture to your eyes and skin, making your skin have that nice glow and your eyes to be nice and moist. If you suffer from dry eyes, like I do, you may find relief with this mudra. This mudra can be held for 5 to 10 minutes several times a day. And again, this helps to provide mental clarity. So consider how you're going to be celebrating some of the most important holidays of the year, and as well how you would like to ring in the new year. You may want to create your own path this year as you do so. This is a mudra meditation technique that can help you do that. Take it now into your meditation, visualizing how you would like to experience your holidays this year. Holding the mudra, or you can take this mudra throughout your busy day. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation using this technique, I share a daily brand new meditation using these different techniques every day at my website, as I mentioned, at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. You can receive these meditations for 2 weeks free, as well as a slowdown guide with all the meditations listed, and a journal that is customized for each weekly series. So this week's journal will be all about clarity. And you also have a private Facebook group there and a few other perks. So you can join that again at my website at sipandom.com. If you are meditating, meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer with your meditation, always ending it on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.